This muddy wasteland of broken homes and ash-covered crops lies in the shadow of Indonesia's Mount Semeru volcano. It thundered to life on Saturday, shooting clouds of ash into the sky, swallowing homes and blanketing entire villages in grey. Survivors say there was no warning and that many people were killed.
After the eruption, my house was damaged, the ceiling destroyed. I opened the door, it was so hot, so I closed the door, went into the house, but then I decided to flee.
Many are now sheltering in evacuation centres, where they're given hot meals and a temporary roof over their head. But Indonesia's president says a more long-term plan is necessary. Joko Widodo visited the disaster zone on Tuesday. His government will now look into moving homes away from the volcano because of the threat of more eruptions.
We hope that once everything has subsided, that everything can start, fixing infrastructure or even relocating those from places we predict are too dangerous to return to. Just now, I received a report saying that around 2,000 families need to be relocated immediately.
Mount Semeru is the tallest mountain on the island of Java and one of nearly 130 active volcanoes in Indonesia. People are being told not to travel within 5 kilometres of the crater because the air nearby is highly polluted. Evacuees complain about coughs brought on by the dust and smoke, while many in hospital are suffering from burns from the searing hot lava.
When I came down from my truck, I stepped in the lava. I ran and climbed onto the roof of someone's house. The volcanic ash and smoke was choking. I felt like I couldn't breathe for 10 or 15 minutes, I don't know. But thank God I was given a chance to live.
Others weren't so lucky. The body of a 13-year-old boy was retrieved on Monday. The rescuers are battling dangerous conditions. Rain has turned debris into thick mud, and the lava is hardening. For now, once bustling villages remain empty and silent. People say they're too scared to go home, in case the volcano roars to life once more. Alexia O'Brien, Al Jazeera.